just to speak out one ha'ara as it relates to today's daf, and this is a ha'ara that we've spoken about in the past, but the ein beis medrash beloy chedesh, and that is the Mishnah is discussing a mu'uvas that's lo yuchal liskon and a chesroin that's lo yuchal liimonos, and the Gemara had a three-way machlokes tanoim conceptually. What it even means. Rishon Damanasi said, you know what it means? It means someone that doesn't have era, for which he cannot do tshuva. It's referring to someone that's born an erva. And he was my little mamzer. Once a mamzer is born, at that point, the person has a problem. At that point, it's ef shel liskoin. Why? So Rashi says, on Daf Tesam and Aleph, in the Mishnah. The reason is, Shehevi Psulim B'Yisrael. Because he just brought a apostle into the fold, into Klal Yisrael. There's now a person that's an apostle, he's a mamzer. V'yehezi Karoin. And the problem is that there's going to be a zikaron. The Bach says la'avoinoi to his avera. Leficha'ch ein avoinoisav nimchakim b'tshuva. It's for that reason this person's avera cannot be removed with tshuva. Rashi says it again on Daf Tes Amid Beis. Quote: Ein loy oy tshuva. Levisha asa davar she ein loy refu. So if a person doesn't have avera, and as a result of the avera that he does, it creates an impact that cannot be undone. Al zeh nemar meuvas lo yuchal liskoin, because this person does not have the ability right now to do tshuva. So Rashi says that when Reb Shimon ben Manasseh said meuvas lo yuchal liskoin zabal erva v'hoyim menu mamzer, he meant very, very literally, this person does not have the ability to do tshuva, and we were mefarish the Gemara yesterday and again today, all b'derech Rashi, which is that this person does not have the ability to do tshuva. Stating that, Tosfos in Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Peches Amid Beis, is not sure about that. Tosfos has a safek. He says, the Pashtus in the Mishnah sounds like, Mufas Layuchal is going, that the person doesn't have the ability to do tshuva. But the Reb Chaim Oimer, Reb Chaim, he was one of the Bali Tosfos, said that Afagav Shehu Me'uvas LaYuchal Liskoin, that even though it's true, the Mishnah says that if somebody is Baal Eish Asish, V'hilu Mimena Mamzer, this person cannot be Metake in his Avera, Mikol Mokoim Efshe B'tshuva. Could be if the person does tshuva, he would be able to. Says Reb Chaim, I'm not comfortable learning the Mishnah the way Rashi learned the Mishnah. I'm not comfortable learning the Mishnah the way my peers, the Bali Tosfos, learned the Mishnah. That this person is actually in a situation where he has no ability to do tshuva. Said Reb Chaim, that could be that even though it's true, it says in the Mishnah that this person's a m'uvas layuchal liskoin, it means it's hard for him to be masakin. It means he has an extra hurdle that he's going to have to overcome. Because at the end of the day, there's always a zikaron for his avera. So it's going to be much more difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachal to be malim ayin from the avera. Because there's always a zikaron lefanav. But at the end of the day, you want to tell me he can't do tshuva? No such thing. There's no such thing that a person could do an avera and he can fall to a point where it's going to be impossible for him to do tshuva. In other words, we have a machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi in Masechtas Chagiga Daftes, both on Daftes Amad Aleph and Daftes Amad Beis, and Tosfos specifically the shita of Reb Chaim in Tosfos in Bava Basra Daf Peches Amad Beis, where Reb Shimon ben Manasseh said Uvas LaYuchal Liskoin Zabal Eishesish Vahilim Ben Amamzer, so doesn't mean literally he cannot do tshuva. That shita's Rashi, or maybe he could do tshuva. LaYuchal Liskoin means it's very challenging, it's very difficult. You have to know what it means. But at the end of the day, it doesn't mean that he can't do tshuva, because there's nothing in the world that can get in the way of doing tshuva. So just to talk a little bit about this shaila, specifically, Abba al Eish Ish V'Hoylem Mimenu Mamzer, and we'll take a step backwards and speak out an epic Minchas Chinuch. There's a well-known Gemara. Everyone knows this Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechtas Kedushin. It's Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara says if someone goes over to a woman and says, Hareyat Mikudeshes Li Al Manasha Ani Tzadik, on the condition that I'm a tzaddik. So apparently this man was read a shidduch, and this woman only wanted to marry a tzaddik. I'm a tzaddik. Not just that. Harei at mekudeshes li b'tabazu. You realize this happens under the chuppah b'fnei kolam ve'eda, right? That's when you say harei at mekudeshes li. This edim there, there's a masadik kedushin there. They're about to break the glass. There's music in meshkochek, right? This is all happening very much b'pumbi. And the man says harei at mekudeshes li amanashin itzadik. Right? Everybody starts rolling their eyes. So says the gemara, afilu rosh gomer. Even if this person is a rosh gomer, there's edim on that also. Mekudeshes. The halach is that this woman is mekudeshes. Why? Shemehir b'tshuva b'day. Because we're afraid that maybe this person was Mahara B'tshuva, and if he had a Hira B'tshuva, he became a tzaddik. Afraid to Mechas Chinuch, a bomba kasha. We know that if a person doesn't have Eiro, he could do tshuva. Stating that, tshuva is not so simple. The Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva outline how a person does Tshuva. And the summary is, there's Dalet Chalkei Tshuva. There's four things that a person has to do in order for a person to do Tshuva. Number one, you have to stop doing the Avera. Number two, you have to have Harata on what you did. Number three, you have to make a Kabbalah, I'm not going to do it again. That the person's never going to do this Avera. And finally, and most importantly, for this Gemara, fourth, you have to say Vidui. You have to clap Al Chet. Now the Rambam says, Vidui has to be bepeh. You can't think vidui. You have to say vidui. How could you say that someone's mekadosh anisha, I'm anasha anitzadik, even if he's a rosh gomer mikudashes, shem mehira tshuva, as if to say that with a hira tshuva, a person can change his status from being a rosh gomer to suddenly being a tzadik. If this person's a rosh gomer, that means he needs to do tshuva. If he has to do tshuva, he has to say vidui. Vidui can't be behira. Vidui has to be bepeh. So, how did this person go from being a rosh gomer to a tzaddik? Simply by being by having a hira tshuva, it's ikar chaser, one of the tnoyim of tshuva. Because one of the tnoyim of tshuva is vidui, and vidui has to be bepeh. It's yudua, the Welt says over in the name of the Kotzke Rebbe, that the Kotzke Rebbe said, this person's a Rosh Gomer, and with the Hira Tshuva, somehow he became a Tzadik Gomer. How's that possible? So the Kotzke said that we know Chosin is Moichlun Le'al Kol Avinoisav. This person's being Mekadosh Anisha. He said, Hareyat Mikudesh Esli. Once he's Mekadosh Anisha, he's a Chosin. A Chosin gets Mechilas Avoynes. Oh, once the Chosin already has Mechilas Avoynes, so he's already holding somewhere Hotnish Kainaveres. Someone that has Mechilas Avoynes with the Hira Tshuva, he could already become a Tzadik. That's what the Kotzke Rebbe said. But that's a Gishmak. But the point is, in the Lomdis, at the end of the day, it sounds like from the Gemara, that a Rosh Hagomer with a Hira Tshuva could become a Tzaddik. L'chura, the Rosh Hagomer needs to do Tshuva. And if the Rosh Hagomer needs to do Tshuva, at the very least, he needs to be Mizvad. And Vidui has to be Bepeh. So if the math doesn't work out, how's it possible that a person can go from being a Rosh Hagomer to a Tzaddik simply by having a Hira Tshuva? Zok Temechas Chinuch, a Teretz that's very, very important. It's a two dinim Teretz, but has a very, very powerful punchline in the world of Chizik and in the world of Machshava, and that is, Mechas Chinuch says, is the Gemara Masechtes Yevamos that on Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara over there was commenting on a Mishnah on Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah is discussing a Mamzer, and the Mishnah says that if somebody fathers a Mamzer, his child, this Mamzer, is considered his son L'chol Davar, meaning father son, with the son as a Mamzer, have a father son relationship in Halacha. The Mishnah gives a few examples. One of the examples is, if someone's maka aviv v'imay, mois yumas. If a mamzer would be maka aviv, he would be chayiv misa. Because at the end of the day, even though he's a mamzer, but it doesn't negate the fact that his father's his father, and as a result, he would be chayiv misa. Freit the Gemara Gishmaka Kasha. We know that Loch is that even though Kabbat is Avicha Vasimecha, but a person does not have to be Mechabit's father in the event that he's a Rosh. Now, Halach Lamaisa, it's a big machloikis between the Rambam and the Torah, stating that Medina de Gemara, there's a concept that the only time a person has a chiyuv to be mechabed his parents is if his parents are oisa maisa amcha. But to the extent that they're not oisa maisa amcha, he wouldn't be chayiv. So, freak de Gemara, how could you tell me that a mamzer has a chiyuv kiburav, makov of imay moisumas? How could you tell me he has a responsibility to be mechabed his father? If he's a mamzer, then by definition it means that his father was born in Erva. If his father was born in Erva, so he's not an oisa maisa amcha. He's not a Tzaddik. To the contrary, he's a Rasha. If he's a Rasha, there's no Chiyuv Kibud Aveim. So how could you tell me you're going to give this person Mises Bezdin because of the fact that he was Maka Aviv? L'chura, if he was Maka Aviv, if his father, if he's a Mamzer, by definition, his father is not a Noisa Maisa Amcha. And for the Gemara, Pashit. B'sha'asa Tshuva. It's talking about with the person did Tshuva. Freit the Gemara. This is where we pick up insight. V'habar Tshuva. Is this person able to do Tshuva? V'atam we learned in the Mishnah. Shimon ben Manasseh Oimer. Rab Shimon ben Manasseh in our Gemara. Said, Eis Neum Uvas La'yuchal Liska. What's an example of someone that did an Aver that he can't be Masak in the Aver? Z'habar lo Erva. V'hoylin mimeno Mamzer. He can't do Tshuva. Isn't that our sugya? Person doesn't have the ability to do Tshuva. He was Bala Erva. He did Tshuva. What do you mean he did Tshuva? There's a mamzer in the world right now. This is Ikarim. I thought, Habala Erevet, Vahayla Menem Mamzer, you can't do tshuva. And for the Gemara, a Dover Nifla, it's a Gemara. Says the Gemara, it's true this person can't do tshuva. Abahashta Mia, Oysa Maisa Amcham. But at the end of the day, this person did do tshuva. And even though it's true, on some level, his tshuva is not, according to Rashi, doesn't work at all. According to Taisvis, it's very, very hard. But at the end of the day, this person is fart an oisa maisa amcha. And therefore, the child would have a chiyuv to mechaber his parents. Said the Minchas Chinuch, you see in the Gemara, there's two dinim when it comes to tshuva. And that is, a person that does an aveira, he has a problem. He has an aveira. and he has to deal with it. It's something that gets written on the liability side of his balance sheet. It's something that one day he's going to have to give din v'cheshbon with schar v'einish for. And the way to get rid of that is by doing tshuva. But the point is that if a person does an avera, he now has a cheftz of an avera that he needs to deal with. And one day we'll deal with. But when a person does an avera, there's another thing. And that is, it affects the gavra. It affects the person. A person that doesn't do averas is a kosher. He's a tzaddik. He's a chacham. He's an adam choshev. He's a rabbi. He's kosher le'edus. He can make a shvu in bezdin. His child has an obligation to be mechabedim. A person that does averas becomes a rasha. He becomes an enoy oisa maisa amcha. He gets a whole bunch of titles and hats that he gets to wear because of the fact that he did averas. Says the Minchas Chinuch, the gedorim of tshuva as it relates to getting rid of the avera, and the gedorim of tshuva as it relates to Vos bin ich, who am I? What do I see when I look in the mirror? Am I an oisem ha'isamcha or am I an eni oisem ha'isamcha? Am I a tzaddik or am I a rasha? It's two different dinim. And they're not tolu zeh b'zeh. And that's what the Gemara is saying. Someone that's born in Erva, v'hoilad mimena mamzer mu'uvas la'yucha liska, according to Rashi, cannot do tshuva, period. According to Tosfos, is very, very, very hard. Yeah, he could, but it's a very, very difficult thing. Abizok the Gemara. That's as it relates to the Cheftza, as it relates to the Etzem Avera. This Avera is going to be there. You're going to have to rub it and rinse it, and you're going to have to do a scrubbing and a whitewashing on a different level in order to get rid of the Avera. But that's all clamping the Cheftza. But vos is negay the mensch, vos negay the Gavra. That person could do tshuva, and he can change his status and the way he sees himself and the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees him. From going from a person that's a Baal Aveira, that was a Rosha, that was an Eina Oisa Maisa Amcha, to suddenly being a person that's an Oisa Maisa Amcha. A Baal Erva, V'hoyle Mimenu Mamzer, Mu'uvas La'yucha L'skoin, that's as it relates to, at the end of the day, the Cheftz of the Aveira is still going to be there. It's still going to be on the balance sheet. But as it relates to the Gavra, the Mensch, Klapi the Mensch, he can change himself L'gamri. If someone's Mekadesh and Isha, Al Menas She'ani Tzadik, Afilu Rosh HaGomor, the halach is you have to be Chayish for the Kedushin. Why? Shem Mehira B'tshuva. Ay, what happened to the Dalet Chalkei Tshuva? I thought you have to do Aziv HaSachet and Charot Alav and Kabbal Alav, and at the very least, you have to be Mezvad and Vida has to be B'Pesah. How could Hira Tshuva change that? Zokta Mechaz Chinuch. Nobody said he got rid of all his averes. No one said he has a clean slate. No one said there's going to be no schar v'oynish. You know what we said? The person is not a Rosh HaGomer anymore. Because with a Hira Tshuva, a person has the ability to change his whole fate. And you can go from being a Rosh HaGomer to suddenly being a tzaddik. The first time I heard this Minchas Chinuch was in a shmuz from the Rosh Hashiva, Rebbe Yuber Vachtfeigel Shlita. And he said over, it was during Chodesh El, and he said over an Hafel Diga HaSafa. He said, you know, Rabbi Yoina wrote a sefer about tshuva, right? It's called Shari Tshuva. There's four sha'arim where the Rabbi Yoina goes through the whole derech of tshuva. Incidentally, the rest of the story is that Rabbi Yoina was one of the very strong opponents to the Meir Nevuchim. And when the Rambam wrote the Meir Nevuchim, he had lobbied the governments and people to go ahead and burn every last copy of the Sefer Meir Nevuchim. A short while later, the church issued a very, very terrible decree, and that is that we should burn the Shas. And Rabbi Yonah felt that the reason that decree happened was because of the fact that the Meir Nevuchim was burnt, and it was a slippery slope. First they burnt the Meir Nevuchim, and now they're going to go ahead and they're going to burn the Shas, which meant that burning the Meir Nevuchim was the wrong thing to do. And he felt that he must have been poigim in the covet of the Rambam, and he wrote a sefer called Shari Tshuva to do tshuva on what he did to the Rambam, and he made up his mind that he's going to go to Eretz Yisrael, he's going to ask mechila from the Rambam by the Rambam's kever, and kidu, he never made it to Eretz Yisrael. But either way, we have the sefer Shari Tshuva because of Rabbi Yoina's own avoida, because of what happened. This was something that he felt that he wanted to do. But that's the Sefer Shari Tshuva that everyone is familiar with, that every single yeshiva bacher learns during Chodesh El. At the end of the Sefer Shari Tshuva, there's a small chibur. It's a few pages. It's called Yesoida Tshuva. And there too, Rabbi Yoina talks about Tshuva. So I'm just going to read a few sentences from Yesoida Tshuva. Rabbi Yoina says like this, Sholach lanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yad avodav hanavim m'bad yecheskel hanavi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the Nevi'im, and through specifically through the Navi Yecheskel, he sent us a very important message. This was the message. No Hashem Elikim, so speaks Hashem. Shuvu du tshuva, v'hashivu mikol pesheichem. Get rid of all your averes, v'lo yiyah lechem l'michshol ofen. Hashlichu me'alechem es kol pesheichem. Take all your averes, throw them away. Asher peshatem bam v'asu lechem lev chadosh, v'ruach chadosha, v'lo matamusa. Do tshuva. Why die? Do tshuva. Says Rabbeinu Yoina. Adam asher pasha v'chata. Person that did averus. Ubal lachso is tachas kanfei hashchinu likonis b'darkei hatshuva. Now he wants to do tshuva. Askil chava orcha b'zerach su teilu. Let me tell you how you do tshuva. A few more lines. Bayoy mahu. The day the person decides that he wants to change his life and he wants to do tshuva. Yashlich kol pshav v'asher asim. He should take all his averus. He should throw them away. Yashlich. Yiloshin tashlich. V'yasa atzmai. And he should view himself ki'ilu boi bayoyim noilad. As if today is the first day of the rest of my life. He has no mitzvahs, he has no averus. Today is literally the day he was born. And starting today, he's going to think before he does things. And he's going to try to only do the right things. And by doing that, that eventually is going to bring the person to tshuva shleima. Because by doing that, you're removing yourself a little bit from the heaviness of all the averus and all the chatoim, and all the bad machshavas that a person has that doesn't allow him psychologically to do tshuva, he's going to get rid of all those things because he's going to feel I'm a new person. And why should this new person do these averus? It's a few more pages. Regardless, Rabbeinu Yoina wrote a chibur called Yesoida Tshuva. And he tells you how to do it. You know how you do tshuva? It's very simple. You wake up in the morning and you make a decision. I'm done. I understand the way I've lived my life has not been okay. I'm getting older. It's not a mahalach. I'm going to change. Okay, how do you change? It's very simple. Yashlich kol pshav asher asa. Take all your averus, throw them away. V'yasa atzmai ki'ilu boi bayoyim noilad. V'en biyodol eschus v'loy choy. V'vzeh ayoyim t'chilas ma'isa. And by doing that, psychologically, everything is going to change, and that's going to be the Pesach. You're going to see everything is going to work out once you go down that road. So Rebbe Yeber asked, he says, I understand. Rabbeinu Yoina just wrote hundreds of pages of Shari Tshuva. Shar Rishon, Shar Sheni, Shar Shlishi, Shar Revi, of how you do tshuva. All of a sudden, at the end, you say that tshuva. It's just a few lines. It's very simple. Just wake up in the morning and decide, I'm done. I'm moving on. I thought you're supposed to do tshuva. What is Shari tshuva and what is Yisoy that tshuva? They don't seem to reconcile very well. So he said, the pshat is the Michas Chinuch. So the two dinim in tshuva. So the tshuva of the Aveira, tshuva of the Chefza, and so the tshuva of the Mensch, tshuva of the Gavra. A person does an Aveira, in order to scrub that Aveira, in order to get rid of it, you have to do a tshuva. What is tshuva? It's Dalit Chelkei tshuva. It's Aziv Asachet, it's Charat Ala'ov, it's Kabbalah La'asid, and it's Vidu B'peh. But that's all Klapi the Aveira. But there's a concept of doing tshuva on the person, changing yourself, where I'm not the same person anymore. That's a different mahalach. That, like the Michas Chinuch said, doesn't need darkei atshuva. That, even abala erve v'hoyle mimenu mamzer, but he could still be considered an oisa ma'isa amcha. For that, you could do tshuva. That, a hearer tshuva, even though vidu needs to be bepeh. You could go from being a rosh agama to a ta- what was the hearer? What did that yid under the chuppah have in mind? Hareyat mikudesh esli, betabazu amanasha nitzad the gomer. Everybody's laughing. Him? He's a Rosh HaGomer. Right? Rosh HaGomer is intense. Not just a Rosh, he's a Rosh HaGomer. He's a Rosh HaGomer. A Bet Kahat HaPas, I hear a tshuva. What was the hair? What was it? So Rabbi Yehuda said, it's this Rabbeinu Yoina. What he said was, is I'm going to take my averus, I'm psychologically throwing them away. And psychologically that changes everything. That's something that's real. There's a whole Hilchas tshuva of how you do that. It's the Rabbeinu Yoina Yisoida Tshuva. It's rooted in Gemaras. We mentioned two. Yevamos Chav Beis and Kedushin Memtes. It's not Tshuva Shleima. It's not Tshuva on the Etzem Avera. But it's Tshuva on the Gavra. It's Tshuva with a person as a different person. Now what's the value of doing that? The value is it's a paradigm shift. If you see yourself as being old, dirty, muddy, meluchlich bechet, how are you going to do Tshuva? But when a person sees himself as fresh and new and smelling good, that's going to psychologically allow the person to do a proper tshuva. And like Rabbeinu Yoina says, v'derech zu tivienu losha b'tshuva shleima. This is not tshuva shleima, but derech zu tivienu losha b'tshuva shleima. You want to know what tshuva shleima is? Refer back to Shari Tshuva. That's what tshuva shleima is. But the point is, derech zu, at the very least, is going to lead the person to tshuva shleima. This tshuva on the chefza, tshuva on the gavra. This getting rid of the aveira, and then there's the person himself changing himself, where I'm not the same person. Tshuva on the chefza, that's shari tshuva. Tshuva on the gavra, that's yisoida tshuva. These are the two dinim. These are the two dinim of the Minchas Chinuch. But one thing is clear, and that is there's a concept of abala erva, V'hoyle mimeno mamzer, where the halacha is that it's me'uvas lo yuchal iskain. As we mentioned, machlekes rishayim, whether tshuva works, whether tshuva doesn't work at all. But tshuva of the gavra, the person himself, that's something that for sure tshuva is going to work for.